106.3, 107.7, Kicks Country. Big show at the Brunch Fork Armory this Saturday night. Cletus T. Judd and the Glenn Baker Band. And welcome in Cletus T. on the show right now. Cletus, we are looking forward to seeing you this weekend, brother.
Man, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I've told the story before. Probably the biggest show that I ever done back in my early days was done over there at Dottie O's Boot and Scoot, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Man, we pulled up in there, and I mean, they was wrapped around that building two or three times, and that was one of the best nights of my entire career. So I'm really looking forward to coming back to Bluefield this weekend, Saturday night, and hopefully they'll be wrapped around the armory. So I'm looking forward to it.
So you're not really a stranger to this area then, are you?
Oh, heck no, man. I've got, you know, one of my best friends lives up there, my buddy Bill Cole, who owns the car dealerships up there. He's a dear friend of mine, and I've got some friends up there, and I know the armory is a big place, you know, but you know, we wanted to do it somewhere so people could kind of social distance and still have a great time, and we'll ruin some good country music come Saturday night, that's for sure.
Cletus T. Judd and the Glenn Baker Band Saturday night at the Brunch Fork Armory. Get advanced tickets now at outhousetickets.com. You can also get them at the door. Cletus, it's been a minute since we've had live music here at the Brunch Fork Armory. In fact, this Saturday night will be the first time since the start of the pandemic that we've had live music at the Brunch Fork Armory, so we're really looking forward to it.
Man, I really hope a lot of people show up. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know we're all have been stir crazy for the past couple of years, you know, sitting indoors, and this will be a chance for everybody to come out. You can bring your kids. You know, we don't do any kind of vulgarity or any of dropping F-bombs left and right, or at least that they can hear anyway. I may say one or two under my breath, but they'll never know it. But it should be a great time, man. The Armory is a great place, I've heard, to do a show. And like I said, I know it's a big venue, but we'll try to put as many in there as we can and enjoy the evening, make them laugh, make them cry, make them feel something. So I'm really looking forward to coming, for sure.
You've frequently been referred to as the Weird Al of country music. Do you take that as a compliment or what?
Man, it's always cool to be compared to a guy named Weird, you know, which always works. But, you know, I've always been compared to that guy, you know, which is a compliment for sure. I basically take, you know, we're going to do some of the old stuff, the How Do You Milk a Cows and the every light in the house is blown, and then we'll break out. You know, we've had some new stuff in the last year or so. We did a Morgan Wallen parody called Weights Going Up Down, and Gotta Pee, which is a parody of the Florida Georgia Line, Meant to Be. And it's just a mixture of all good things, and we'll tell some stories and how I got into it and how the hell I was trying to get out of it there at one time. And you know, I retired to come home to be a full time dad to my family and my daughter. And a few years ago, she said, "Dad, all my friends are sick of the same old videos. You need to get out and do something new." So that kind of sparked a new interest. I walked away from my radio job a couple of months ago, and I have no plan B. So I'm kicking it off in Bluefield, and I may end up in the poorhouse, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
I read that it was Ray Stevens that he had a little influence on you kind of getting back in the swing of things.
Man, he did. I did a show with Ray down in Renfro Valley a couple of years ago. And, you know, when Ray asked me to do it, I said, man, I'm kind of retired. But when Ray Stevens asked you to do something, you know, who is one of my childhood idols and a good friend of mine now. And after I came off stage, Ray said, man, why did you consider retired? And I said, well, Ray, I just didn't feel like I really had much relevance left. I'd been away from it for a while, and I just didn't know if I was still relevant. And he said, well, 4,000 people just stood up and gave you a standing ovation, so I think you're relevant, and you need to come on back. And he said, we don't want to turn this comedic genre over to Larry the Cable Guy and Jeff Foxworthy, so come on back. And with Ray's encouragement, I did. And man, I'm really looking forward to maybe a tad bit rusty, but you know, it's like riding a bicycle, I hope. So I just can't wait. I'm gonna come in a little bit early, and I'll be there on Thursday night running around doing some stuff and gonna do some visiting and hopefully come to the radio station on Friday. But man, like I said, you know where to get the tickets, outhousetickets.com, or you can buy them at the door and bring the kids, the family. It's gonna be a lot of fun,
because again, there won't be any F-bombs or anything like that, except for maybe
no,
under the breath.
No, I try to shy away. You know, I told the good Lord if I ever got a chance to do it again that I would share my testimony and my story in hopes that it will enable somebody else to maybe pursue a dream that they have, you know. And I was fortunate enough to, I've always said the fans changed my life the first go around, and this time I want to be able to try and change theirs with my story and my journey. And look, you know, it's we try to make them laugh, but I also try to shed some light on my journey and hopes that somebody sitting out there in that audience may go, you know what, if that fool can do it, so can I. And that's my mission this go around, is to be able to touch lives and in return have mine touched as well.
You talk about making an impact and the journey that you've had, and Cletus, it has been quite the journey for you. Talk about Kid in Trouble for a bit.
Man, you know, that was something that a dear friend of mine from West Virginia started several years ago, a fellow by the name of Craig Martin, who wrote Don't Take the Girl, you know, Tim McGraw's big hit back in the early 90s. And when I heard the opening of the song on Facebook, I called Craig and I said, man, you know, I'm a recovering addict, grew up in a tough home in a childhood, and would you be interested in letting me maybe co-write with you on that? And of course he said sure, and unfortunately a few weeks after that Craig passed away. And so the song just kind of sat by itself for a year or two, and I went back to the family and asked them, could I re-record it, and which I did, and did a video on it. And it's basically about a child growing up in with an addictive parent, which I did, and later became an addict. You know, I'm a recovering addict of 18 years as of this coming September 11th. It'll be 18 years that I put the stuff down and never touched it again. And that video, I think, has gotten over close to 2 million views so far, and it really touched a lot of lives. And again, you know, I'm a comedian by trade, and that's what I do, but I also am a realist and a person that wants to make people better and help people become better and let them know that there is hope if you're struggling with addiction. And there, you know, I was one of the lucky ones. You know, the love of my child was stronger than the love for my addiction, and I beat that battle, but a lot of people don't. And I know it's prevalent all over the country, especially in the states where we live, which I live in Ohio and West Virginia. I'm on the border right here in the tri-state, and you know, addiction is tough, and recovery is even tougher. And that's why I've just said that I'm still going to share my story and my journey of my recovery in hopes that it'll help somebody sitting out in that audience. So I guess you could say it's kind of like a Weird Al Jimmy Swaggart show. Or maybe Joel Osteen and Ray Stevens. I don't know. But hell, I don't know what I do. But I know I'm going to have fun, and I know I'm going to share my story. And I'm looking forward to hopefully we can put as many people as we can in the armory and have some fun.
That is awesome, man. I kind of grew up watching old Jimmy Swaggart, too, so that hits home when you said that. Hey,
absolutely.
So you've recorded dozens of albums and, you know, tons of singles and, you know, the music videos, which are always so fun and hilarious to watch. Do you have, like, a favorite of all those parodies that you recorded? I guess mine would probably have to be How Do You Milk a Cow, or I Love NASCAR, Even If Shania Was Mine. But
I was fixing to say, you hit the nail on the head with those three. If Shania Was Mine was my first big one, you know, and then I guess the biggest one I ever done was I Love NASCAR. You know, Lord, it really took off and went gangbusters. But I tell people they're kind of like my kids, you know, I love them all. I try not to make much difference in them, you know. Some were harder than others, some were, you know, bigger than others, but I always tried to bring the funny. And other than Kid in Trouble, which was a serious video, I've always tried to, that's pretty much what I've been known for is my videos, you know. And so we'll try to transcend those into some singing and bring back some memories for a lot of people. And I'm really excited about being there.
Cletus T. Judd, he'll be in concert at the Brushfork Armory this Saturday night. Show begins at 8, and the Glenn Baker Band's going to be there, too. The boys are back in town show. Hey, Cletus, is it tougher to write parodies?
You know, I've had that question asked before, and I try to take a lot of, most of the parody stuff that I've ever written has been with my dear friend Chris Clark, who has been a friend of mine for years and years, and just about every record you've ever heard on the radio or saw on CMT was written by myself and Chris. But you know, we write some parodies now. Try to, you know, it's if something comes out and hits us in the face, you know, we jump on it. But we I don't know. I don't know which one I find easier. I think I get fulfillment in doing them both. You know, when you sit in a room and you create something from scratch and you basically are making up a story and you're rhyming words that you normally wouldn't rhyme. And I don't want to make it sound like it's rocket science, but there is some kind of art to it. And I sure. think that's what I love, whether it's writing parody. I just love to write, period. And hopefully that shows when you know, I'm not a stand-up comic. You know, that's Larry the Cable Guy and Jeff Foxworthy and Donnie Baker and those people. I'm a musical comic. My comedy lies within the lines of the song, and hopefully those are my punchlines. Is every time you hear a line in a song, that's my punchline. So I leave the stand-up to them, although I'll tell a story or two, and I'll sing a few songs for them, and hopefully they'll get some good out of it and leave out of there and feel like they got their money's worth.
Well, man, we can't wait. It's going to be a great night of laughs and great music and a whole lot of fun, too, this Saturday night at the Brush Fork Armory. Cletus T. Judd and the Glenn Baker Band, the boys, are back in town show. Cletus, we can't wait, buddy. We're looking forward to it.
Man, thank you so much, man. What a great interview, and I appreciate you taking the time. I love the folks up there, and I'll always stick around after the show and shake hands and sign some stuff. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the people come out, and we'll talk about old Dottio's back in the day. But past that, man, have a great rest of the week, and I'll see y'all this weekend.
Hey, Cletus, thanks for stopping by on the show, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thank you, too, so much.
All right, Cletus. Hey, man, I appreciate you a whole lot, man. Can't wait
man,
to see you this
great,
weekend.
Dude, I wish everybody was good as you. So I appreciate that, and hopefully I'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, swing on by, brother. We'd love to have
All
you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, take care, Cletus.
All right, bye-bye.
See you.